Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, and you can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, you can call us at area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, have a couple of announcements and a couple of shout-outs. First of all, if you tuned in at 9 o'clock hoping to hear Freeman Michaels' show, the Freeman Michaels show is on holiday hiatus. You can go to the Freeman Michaels show Facebook page for updates on when Freeman is going to return. Also, if you were listening at 9 o'clock, you know that Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is now expanded to 2 hours. That's right. We're on every day from 9 to 11 o'clock, weekdays on KKZZ AM 1400, or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. And in my first hour, I do the best of some of my great interviews with guests over the past 12 months. As I said, every show has a theme, and today's theme is high integrity. Each of my guests will discuss something or someone of high integrity. My first guest is a personal productivity guru who will share tips to improve the workplace performance and develop our own sense of personal integrity. My second guest is a marketing guru, but we're not going to talk about marketing today. He's coming on the show to discuss what he sees wrong in America and how we can return our country to the integrity it once had. My third guest writes about a man with high personal integrity, John Lennon. He reveals the man behind the legend and shares John's personal brand of integrity. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Jason Womack considers himself first and foremost an educator. He works globally with clients to bring out their best, to align their priorities with their talents and values, while creating productivity and organizational systems that give them the tools, the strategies, the habits they need to achieve more. His latest book is The Promise Doctrine. It was co-written with his father, and it has a foreword by Dr. Marshall Goldsmith, who is a guest on this show as well. He writes monthly column for Training Magazine titled The Productivity Coach's Corner, and Jason's ideas and philosophies have been featured in magazines and newspapers such as T&D, Speaker Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, and USA Today. Jason earned degrees in U.S. history and Spanish literature as an undergraduate student at the University of California, and he studied on the campuses at Berkeley, Santa Barbara, and San Diego. He earned his master's degree in education and a master's degree in psychology as well. Welcome to the show, Jason. How are you today?
Bill, I'm doing great.
Well, happy it's a holiday. Pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being a guest. And what makes this particularly fun and enjoyable for me is that you're a local boy made good as well. You're up there in the wonderful city of Ojai. So thank you for joining us on the show today. I want to ask you, starting with the city of Ojai, what is it about Ojai? What is it in the water there that produces so many personal productivity experts and consultants? I'm just amazed. Per capita, I'm willing to bet that there's no other city in the country with as many personal productivity gurus as Ojai has. So what brought you to Ojai? Why did you set up your business there?
You know, it does bring a lot to bear. I moved up here, in fact, back in 1996 to teach. I had just finished up my master's in education up at Santa Barbara, looked around at where my wife and I were going to kind of settle down and look at what was going on, specifically in the local area. Ojai seemed to be a place that accepted development, learning, and engagement. You know, I remember when I walked onto the high school campus that I ultimately taught at, I was enveloped in a community of support around education. Now, how that spills over into the artists we have here, the authors that we have here, the people who are really engaged in that personal development, professional development, I kind of fell in with that little community starting back in 1996.
Oh, I see.
Coaching I got from my dad was, he said, Jason, if you can teach, you'll always have a job. And I tell you, he was right again, Bill.
Well, your father is very successful in his own right, and so are you in your right as well. So the transition from teaching to what you're doing now, personal productivity coach, tell us a little bit about how that transformation happened.
I had a mentor of mine, actually the superintendent of the district up here way back in the late 90s, who actually introduced me to the director of a presidential library.
Wow.
And they were looking to develop a leadership program for the kids that were coming in on field trips. And that was the first time, Bill, that I ever kind of connected continual learning outside of four walls of a classroom. My experience really was, you know, I went somewhere, people came to that place, people came to me as far as being able to share information, share development, share education. And all of a sudden, I realized that as I was moving around, I was going to places, bringing what I had to bear regarding the development, the learning, and the implementation process. And, you know, bottom line, it was fun.
Always a good thing. It's always good when you work and you have fun. Yeah, I think it's Confucius says, if you have fun with what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that is so true. So your commitment is to continual learning, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the school environment, which I think is great. One of the things that you are strong at as a personal productivity coach is helping people to set goals. And coming into the new year, we're getting ready for that time of year when everybody sits down and makes their resolutions about what they're going to change in the year 2011. So as a personal productivity coach, Jason, kind of give us an overview. If you take a look at all your clients, what do you see as the number one change that people are looking to make in their personal and in their professional lives coming into 2011?
I see a lot of people looking to gain some kind of consistency. That is, there's what they do in that typical 9-to-5, which, by the way, very few of the people I know are working in 9-to-5 anymore.
Amen.
But there's that what they do, and then how consistent that is, Bill, with who they are. And so if I see anything in the people that I'm meeting with, and over the past 3 weeks that's been in New York and London and Zurich, one of the common streams of thought has been, I go to this place, you know, these are what my clients are saying, I'm going to this place, I'm doing these things, and then I leave work and I'm engaged in these other things. And it's not a matter of people leaving their work and radically changing their lives, but someone who's a great leader in the workplace, she's taking on volunteering for a local community not-for-profit, coming in on weekends and doing the same kinds of team building and relationship building that she might be doing in the workplace, and bringing that gift or bringing that talent. So in one word, I would say consistency. And then what I mean by that is, what are we doing, and then how are we doing that?
All right, well, let me challenge you on that just a little bit, Jason, because the example that you just gave about the leader that is working and is a leader at work and then goes home and does volunteer work, it sounds to me that's very consistent. She's taking her leadership skills and she's applying them to nonprofit organizations to help lead them towards their goals. But in big picture terms, looking at it overall, why do people today feel like there's a lack of consistency between what they're doing at work and what they're doing outside of work? Why is there that disconnect?
I believe people walk in and there's a should that's going on in the back of their mind. There's this self-talk of, I should be a certain way. I'm expected to be a certain way. Actually, what people are doing is they're bringing to the table the way they were or the way that things were. And when we were in Paris at the Women's International Network Conference back in October, the theme that was going on there was, how in integrity, how in myself can I be so that when I'm at work, I'm being very similar to how I would be in my life. As I take a look at, you know, that example that I gave of the leader at work, what I'm seeing more and more of people accepting, wow, I'm doing this at work. Is there a place that this could fit into? It's like changing that Rubik's Cube, and all of a sudden I have 9 blue squares looking at me right there, and it just makes sense.
All right, we're talking to Jason Womack, everybody, author of the book, The Promise Doctrine. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about being in integrity, which is the theme for today. So, Jason, give us some examples. You've just come back from a European trip. Give us some examples of people who came to you that were out of integrity, and what sort of advice did you have for them?
You know, one of the things, and just playing with that word resolution, as I was preparing for this dialogue with you, it was really, I took out the word re, and I just left the word solution.
Ah.
And the people who are looking at this next year, this coming year, you know, kind of the second decade, if you will, of this century, what they're looking for is, what are the solutions that they can bring in? What are the things that they can be doing on a regular and consistent basis? If I take a look at what people came to the table with over the past 3 weeks, it's pretty consistent. They're looking for, what am I doing on a daily basis out of habit? What am I doing out of comfort? And where is there room for expansion in that? You know, I grew up, Billy, with my mom telling me, you know, Jason, practice makes perfect. And what I've realized over the years is, really, practice makes comfortable. And we both know a lot of people that have some habits that they're actually not comfortable. I'm sorry, they're not perfect habits, but boy, are they comfortable doing those things.
Well, aren't the first two exactly the same thing? I mean, if something is comfortable, it's a habit, and most habits are habits because they are comfortable.
And then what are exactly? And then what are people looking at as far as that should? I should be doing something different. I should be a different way. I should have a new goal. You know, one of the things that we look at is, as people set goals, are they setting big, what's that, the B-H-A-G, right? The
right.
Big, hairy, audacious goal. And when or if they achieve that, you know, this big celebration. On the other side, I could debate very easily, if I chip away at little goals, acknowledge that goal setting, goal achievement, and goal celebration process, I'm actually practicing on the small things so that when it gets time to perform on the big one, it's not a surprise.
All right.
I feel like most people practice goal setting on big things, and if they don't achieve that, they run the risk of that mental mindset coming in that says, oh, goal setting doesn't work, goal setting doesn't work for me. How many people have you and I talked to, Bill, that say, oh, I don't make resolutions anymore. I don't do that goal setting anymore.
Right.
And so where I come in is, I take a look at, well, what are some things that are going to happen in the next 2 weeks that we can set as a goal? We can achieve that. We can look back and ask ourselves, how did I get from there to here? And based on where I am right now, where can I get to in the next 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years?
So, Jason, we're talking to Jason Womack, everybody. Jason, is that your system? Start with small goals and chip away at little goals to get you towards a bigger goal. Is that your philosophy? And if it is, what's the importance of self-talk in setting and achieving those goals?
I think what happens is that self-talk comes in to knock us off course or put us back on track. And I won't say across the board that my philosophy is to practice on the small things so you can perform on the big ones. It fits for the people that it fits with. Most of my work is one-on-one in an executive coaching role. So I get to sit down, I get to meet that client where they are, and then we grow from there. For someone who might say, you know, Jason, I like having a big goal out there. I like having that big thing that I'm leading toward. We'll break that into milestones that they can achieve along the way. For someone who might self-assess and say, gosh, you know, goal setting, it really hasn't worked for me. I've had some challenges in the past. Then I definitely want to break these things down. What's on course for that? And then how do we get there? There's a constant chatter in the back of my mind. I mean, you know, I know I've studied this for a while, and most people have it. It's that self-talk of what's going on, how am I responding, what am I doing. In the electronic world, you know, I can say how many people have opened up their email inbox, seen someone's name, and gotten stressed. A conversation starts in their mind about what's overdue, what they need to do, what they haven't done yet. Being in big cities, you know, I can say this with a smile, but being in big cities, I can say to an audience, you know, who's ever gotten onto the subway or gotten onto a bus to come into work and you saw someone you worked with, and that whole tram ride or that whole train ride, you're thinking about all the things that came to mind just by seeing that one person.
Interesting story. We're talking to Jason Womack, everybody. Jason, I want to come back to this whole idea of resolutions being solutions. I like that terminology. But with many people, and I'm going to lump myself into this group, Jason, you know, I know what the what is that I want to get out of the year. So I know what the what is of my New Year's resolution. My problem is where I get hung up is on the how, the details of doing it. So give us some tips, if you will, please, for getting from the what of the goal, what I want to achieve, to how can I actually achieve it.
There's one word that I'm going to put in between that, and that's going to be when. So we have what is the goal that I'm achieving? How do I get there? In the middle of that, I'm going to put the word when. And the question I'll ask everyone listening to this or listening to the recording of this, answer this question for yourself. When are you at your best?
Okay. For me, it's the mornings.
When am I at my best, right? What do I have to have done? How do I need to have been? What do I need to have seen? What are the kinds of things that if I were going to sit down and be my best leader, my best husband, my best parent, my best whatever that role is that I'm walking into or stepping into, and then how can I early in that day, if that's the case for you, some people it's later in the day, mm-hmm. but how can I get myself together so that I can move in that direction? I've always maintained that the more clear I get on the what of where I'm heading, the how will kind of rise to the surface. So what, is, whatever that solution is, whatever that resolution is, whatever that goal is, building in this process of what I call I'm at my best when, and then sitting down and working towards that. Ways that I help people get very clear on the what is to take a look and just, you know, kind of sit down. What is one thing that you know you'd like to achieve, engage in, or work on in the first quarter of the year? Run out to the bookstore and go subscribe to 4 or 5 magazines about that one topic. If it's leadership, if it's you're redesigning your home, if it's parenting, if it's whatever that is, buy a couple of books. Bring the books home. Surround myself by information of where I'm heading. By default, a goal simply is a state of I know where I'm heading and I've never been there before. So what better way to get there than to surround myself by the information, the actions that I'll need, that what I can learn from. You know, anybody who's interested in marketing, you know, getting Jack Trout not to talk about marketing during his piece on integrity is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how you do
that. Well, you're going to have to listen in because that is our next piece that's coming up. Jason, the time flies by so quickly. People do listen to what you have to say. They like it. You're a local boy. If people wanted to learn more about you or learn more about your company, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
What I'd like to do is offer this website atmybestwhen.com. And that's all just one word, atmybestwhen.com. And there, Bill, everyone who goes to that site, they're going to find a great tip they can take away to start off the year 2011 by really sitting back and asking myself, when would I be my highest performer? What can I do about that? And where could I get to as a result of knowing that?
Ah, that's wonderful. That is atmybestwhen.com. We've been talking to Jason Womack, everybody, author of the book, The Promise Doctrine, and also CEO of the Womack Company. Jason, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill. Have a wonderful day and happy holidays.
And to you, too.